Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We should like to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Just to make sure we have a representative sample from your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
1996.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received, just for a statistical purpose only?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Believe me, it's a big help. Are you a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander?
Black.
Thank you. Now, continue. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
No, I'm registered to vote.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S., and Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote on the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote? Or your chances are 50-50?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on the scale from 0 to 10? With 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and at 10 means you are extremely motivated. What number?
5.
Thank you. Now, as how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Can you rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has from 0 to 10?
Please get from 0 it now. To enter phone number,
Like a 3. Okay, thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Voting rights and democracy, abortion, Israel-Palestine conflict, immigration, healthcare, jobs and the economy, student loans and forgiveness, criminal justice reform, police violence, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination, crime and violence.
If you can pick 2. Cost of living and student loans.
Okay, student loans and cost of living. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using this scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you don't feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Democrats in Congress, what number?
3.
And Donald Trump?
0.
And Joe Biden?
1.
And Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know who that is. I guess 0.
Okay. And Kamala Harris?
I'll give her like a 5.
Okay. And how about the Republicans in Congress?
0.
0. Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Ma'am, if the 2024 election for president were held today, from who would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or an independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Or you would not vote? Candidate.
Okay. And if you have to choose, from who would you vote in the 2024 election for president? Joe Biden or Donald Trump, if that's the only options available?
Probably won't vote.
Yeah. 1 just for the sake of research so we can move on, because I will not be able to continue if you don't choose 1.
I'll do Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your patience. If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, from who would you vote? The Democrat candidate, that Republican candidate, or are you undecided? Or you will not vote?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. And when it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has keep all his promises, keep most of his promises, some of his promises, a few, or not keep any of his promises?
Some of his promises.
Thank you. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would you, or it will make no difference to you? How about grows the economy? Will you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support a candidate for Congress?
Somewhat more likely.
And defends democracy. Much more, somewhat less, much less likely to support a candidate?
Much more.
Okay. And secures the border. Much more, somewhat more.
Is there like a neutral option on that? Like, I guess I look slightly less.
If it makes no difference, is the option is makes no difference. Should I select that?
Yeah.
Okay. How about wants to build black wealth? Much more, somewhat less, much less. But makes no difference.
Somewhat more. Yeah, I mean, it really makes no difference.
So which one should I record? Much more?
It makes like a marginal difference, or whatever the neutral thing is.
It looks out for people like me. What should I record? Much more, somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay, and it brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Much more likely.
And puts people over politics. Much more, somewhat more?
Much more likely.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, and 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Protects abortion rights. One number.
Like 7.
Okay. And fights racism and discrimination.
5.
And is effective and gets things done. What number?
5.
And is honest and ethical. What number?
3.
Okay. And wants to build black wealth. From 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. And brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. How well do you think it describes the Democrats? Okay. And is too woke from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each, please rate the statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, and 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and a 0 means does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress cap prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors now at $35, and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year. For 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. And as a middle-class mother, I have been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion on food assistance programs like a SNAP. From 0 to 10.
5.
And as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me to get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. From 0 to 10.
7.
And as a young American just entering the workforce, I have seen more good paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for black Americans like me is at the historical low level under Democratic leadership. How motivated that makes you feel to vote for Democrats in Congress from 0 to 5?
7.
Okay. And as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under the Democratic legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10.
Like 8.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on. Okay, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Can you please select two or three actions that that you feel had the biggest impact on you personally? Invested $12 billion on food assistance programs like SNAP, sent out $1,400 cash, released checks under the American Rescue Plan, brought the unemployment rate down to historical low levels for Black Americans, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, invest $100.7 billion in affordable housing, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, invest in Black small businesses ownership and entrepreneurs. Any of those affect you personally or none of the above?
Yeah, none of the above have affected me personally.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. Now, sometimes over this, sometimes in service like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. And once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, from who would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided or will you not vote?
I vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay. And which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We shall invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial gap. We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. One, the first statement or the second statement comes closer to your opinion?
The first.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read you real quick the series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each, please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, and 5 means it's neither convincing or not unconvincing, and a 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first statement. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress wants to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth, even in cases of rape or risk to their mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. From 1 to, from 0 to 10.
Ken, it's almost done.
Yes, we're almost done. And after this, believe me, just a statistical purpose, the question that I'll ask. But from 0 to 10, which one you choose? What number?
I said 10.
Okay. I will speed it up, okay? After MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress will vote against legislation that will enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights change since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to extend voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. For 0 to 10.
7.
And we all deserve access to good paying jobs and the change to succeed by Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class. At the same time, they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of new good-paying jobs, encouraging record growth of Black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. But Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lower health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023. For 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, and we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and is stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed a historic infrastructure investment to help build up a transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by the climate change. From 0 to 10.
7.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. You say 7, right? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now, we just have a bit more questions for statistical purpose only, but how motivated are you to vote?
It's taking longer than I thought it would take.
Just one more minute so I can use all the ones you gave me? How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on the scale from 0 to 10? 0, not at all, and 10, extremely motivated.
Like 7.
Okay. Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? From 0 to 10?
3.
Okay. And sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. But once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Okay. And once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10. Wants to build Black wealth. From 0 to 10?
Still like 0 or 1.
Okay. And bring down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. How well do you think that describes Democrats?
6.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Progressive.
Somewhat progressive or very progressive?
Very progressive.
Okay, thank you. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
I think I'm a registered Democrat.
Okay, a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Okay, and how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired? Full-time.
Full-time.
Thank you. Okay, and for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden, yeah. I voted for Joe Biden.
And last year, that was what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? 35 to 44 thousand, 45 to 34, 55 to 64 thousand,
55 to 54.
And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? A few times a year? Seldom?
Never.
Never. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. This concludes the survey. I'm sorry that took you so long, but appreciate your help.
No worries.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Very kind.